it is Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At ChumbaCasino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
And welcome back into Morning Drive here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley alongside Joe Rexrode from The Athletic taking you through this Friday morning here in Nashville, Tennessee. And the Detroit Lions have the third overall pick in the upcoming NFL draft. And to help us talk a little bit more about the Lions, we bring on Michael Rothstein, who covers the Lions for ESPN. Michael, thanks for coming on with us today. Hope you and your family are doing well during this crazy time we're all living in.
Yeah, man, it's kind of nuts up here. As Joe knows, hey, Joe. So Joe and I go back a long time. Hey, Joe, how's it going, bud?
Good. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. No, Michigan's been hit pretty hard up here so far. And, we've been in shelter in place for a couple of weeks now. It feels like it feels like more, but I think it's only been a couple of weeks. And, just trying to obviously stay home and do what we can, and it's finally the weather's finally starting to turn, which is both obviously good and a little bit tougher.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody just trying to do their part to get this as under control as we can get it. And Jeff, or excuse me, Michael. I mean, we look at what's going on right now, and I was going to bring up Jeff Okuda there, which is why I called you Jeff instead of Michael. It looks like he's going to be the third pick by the Lions. You look at kind of the mock drafts that have taken place, and a lot of them have Jeff Okuda going to the Lions. It seems to me, from an outside perspective, like the perfect player for the perfect need for the Lions.
Yeah, I think it marries very well, especially after you look at what they did in free agency. They really went hard after linebackers and after safeties, which are really the two positions that Isaiah Simmons plays, who is another candidate to potentially be picked at number 3 or 5 or 6, wherever the Lions end up drafting. To me, I think if the board falls as y'all think it will, which goes Joe Burrow and then Chase Young, the Lions, I think, are going to have some options. They're going to maybe have a couple of trade-back options. I wouldn't go past 6 if I'm the Lions. Or they can take Jeffrey Okuda. I think if Chase Young ends up being there at 3, which means that Tua ends up at 2, then I don't know what they do. I mean, I would probably go after Chase Young. I've long said that I think Chase Young's a generational talent, and I think Jeffrey Okuda is an all-pro type of player potentially, so I don't think you can go wrong. But Chase Young, to me, is a guy that if you pass up on, you might hear about it for the next, long, long time if you do. But if Chase Young is not there, to me, every sign points to Jeffrey Okuda being the guy.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, if you had a chance at Chase Young, I think I'm totally with you on that. I think he could be a generational player. And I'm afraid of taking a corner that high. I mean, what do you think that you just said, Michael, you don't think they should go past 5 or 6. What do you think their options would be for trading back? And could they trade back to there and still get Okuda?
I think so, because you figure if they're trading at 3, right, then – whoever is coming up, whether that's Miami or the Chargers, and I'm definitely continuing to say the Chargers because even though they've been in L.A. for years, I still sometimes say San Diego, that team's taking Tua, right? So at that point, if you are at, say, 5, then you only have to worry about what the Giants are going to do, and the Giants may go offensive line or may go Isaiah Simmons. Sure, they might take Okuda, but at that point, okay, your consolation prize is Isaiah Simmons or Derrick Brown. Neither one are bad or Javon Kinlaw, potentially. And none of those 3 are bad options. Same thing at 6, because you have to figure if at 5, Miami's probably not going to take a corner if they're sitting there and you're at 6 because they just gave a bunch of money to Byron Jones and they have a Xavien Howard. So how much are you going to really invest in that position, as valuable as it may be? And they need a quarterback, so maybe Justin Herbert ends up being their guy, right, if say, Tua ends up being gone. So I think you can probably get away with being at 5 or 6 and still land the guy you want and pick up more draft picks when you are really trying to bolster the youth on the roster that, frankly, really needs it.
Michael Rothstein covers the Lions for ESPN on the line with us. Michael, what's the perception like up there from a fan perception of Matt Patricia?
It's interesting, right? Because, He had the really rough start on the field. He had the really rough start off the field with everybody, with players, with media, with allegations from 25 years ago. So all of that set into motion a really bad 2018 for Matt Patricia. I don't think he obviously did a better coaching job last year record-wise, and I think there's a lot of apathy right now around the Lions, but I think that he has gotten better as a head coach over the last 12 months. Now, what does that mean for 2020? I don't know. I mean, to me, they're really kind of putting everything in the ex-Patriots basket, and that can be for good or for bad. But when I look at Matt Patricia, right now there's just a lot of apathy. I think there are people who are like, give him a chance, let him have a third season of, you know, really kind of see where this thing goes, because they clearly weren't just coming over to go to the next level, but it was obviously more of a tear down, rebuild situation. And then there are other people who are like, they fired Jim Caldwell off of back-to-back 9-7 seasons for this, for 9 wins in 2 years. Come on. And there are people who are just fed up, but I think, you know, Lions fans have been a fairly tortured lot when it comes to their football team, because as Joe knows, because he lived up here for a long time, 6 decades with 1 playoff win and never a Super Bowl, that's a lot on a football fan base. And so many times they've kind of been Charlie Brown to whether it's the Packers or the Vikings being loosey, continually pulling the ball away from them when they think they have good teams and good chances. So I think right now the fan base is just kind of like, all right, let's see what happens, because they've been through this so many times before, and they realize that if Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn do fail, they're in for yet another rebuild for probably, I don't know, the 11th or 12th time in the Super Bowl era.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, and as you know, Michael, that first, you know, sign of life, those Lions fans will come back. You know, they want to believe so badly.
Oh, man. I'm very, very, like, neutral here, right? But, like, because I didn't grow up in Michigan, anything like that either. But when they were 2-0-1 going into Green Bay, yeah, or going into Kansas City last year, playing Kansas City, and then they lost the Chiefs, but they played the Chiefs really well. They held Patrick Mahomes about a touchdown. People were talking Super Bowl contender here. One writer at one newspaper that maybe Joe worked at one point in time, but I wrote that they were going to be like 11-5 or 12-4, and there was a real optimism around the Lions, and then the shoe dropped on Monday Night Football, and they never recovered after that. And it's like that every year. Like, there will be fans, even though they've won 9 games in 2 years, who, whenever this NFL schedule comes out, if I inevitably pick them at 8-8, which I usually do after the schedule comes out because there's just so much we don't know, will be like, oh, you know, that's ridiculous. They're going to be 11-5. Well, with what evidence? I mean, that's just where Lions fans always are. They have this eternal hope that this year will be the year, not unlike Cubs fans, for instance, where they just always want to believe. Now, I wonder if it'll be a little bit less this year because there is a lot more apathy than I've seen in my 7 years covering this team, a decade living in Michigan. But I still believe that there is part of the fan base that really will look at the moves that the Lions made and feel really good about them, and even when maybe they shouldn't. So that's just kind of, I think, nature of A, being a fan, but definitely of a Lions fan, is either you are just angry at the team all the time, or you just have this eternal hope. And I don't really think there are that many people in the middle.
As someone who...
How do you view Matt Stafford in terms of his status in the league? Obviously, like, the team success hasn't been there, but the arm talent is just off the charts. Like, how do you view Matt Stafford in terms of where he's fallen into the pecking order throughout his career at the quarterback position?
Oh, that dude can ball. Like, he's good. He's really a good quarterback. Before he got hurt this year, he was on pace for his best season, and he was playing the best that I've seen him in 7 years covering him. He really meshed well with Daryl Bevel's offense. I think he's a really good quarterback. I think two things with him. One, people forget he's still only 32 years old, because he's been in the league for like 300 years at this point. You know, he came in at 20, 21 years old out of Georgia, number 1 overall pick, started right away. So really up until, I think, last year or 2 years ago, he was still finding his prime, and he had up and down years. And I think he gets too much blame for the Lions never being that good. I mean, remember, when he took over, when he was the number one overall pick, this team had just come up 0-16. They were uncompetitive his first year. He gets hurt the first 2 years. And he's gone through three head coaches at this point and four offensive coordinators and, you know, two GMs. So there's been a constant turnover around him. And he's put together some pretty good years regardless. The game I always like to play with people when they rag on Matthew Stafford is a little bit of would you rather, which is would you rather have Matthew Stafford or quarterback X? And generally, after you get past that top tier of quarterback, when you say would you rather have Matthew Stafford or quarterback X, the answer almost always is Matthew Stafford after maybe the top eight or nine quarterbacks. So that's where I think. I think he's a top, you know, fringe top 10 quarterback, which is not a bad place to be in the NFL when it comes to Matthew Stafford. For all of the Lions' faults, Matthew Stafford has not been the problem. Largely.
Yeah, totally agree with that. He's going to end up being like a Barry Sanders, like a Calvin Johnson. Not to that level, but another really good player who's essentially wasted in this organization. Last thing for you, Michael. You mentioned Matt Patricia. Bob Quinn, those guys are kind of tied together. Do you view them as tied together in job security? And what do you think they need to do in 2020, bottom line, to be back in 2021?
Yeah, before that, when you're talking about Barry Sanders and Calvin Johnson, Matthew Stafford's actually outlasted both of them at this point.
Yeah.
He's played more years and played for a longer period of time age-wise than either one of those guys, which is crazy to me. But to your question, They have to at least be in the playoff conversation in December for them to keep their jobs. I was in that meeting with the Fords in December when they explained why they were retaining Bob and Matt, and they basically said they need to be playing meaningful football in December. That's very nebulous because that could mean on the fringe of the playoffs. That could mean, you know, make the playoffs. They left themselves a lot of outs like any good, you know, poker player will do. And what I think it really means is, listen, if they're 7-9, win the division, but get completely blown out of a playoff game, well, is that progress? I don't know. But if they're 10-6 and miss the playoffs and they put out, oh, they have to make the playoffs, well, they went 10-6. That's not the worst thing in the world. Although with seven playoff teams, 10-6 probably should make the playoffs, right? So I think they left it nebulous, but they have to show improvement. If they roll with like 7-9, 6-10, I see a very tough time of the Fords keeping Bob and Matt. Now, are they tied together? More than likely, yes. Because they see each other they see things with such a shared vision, and their contracts are tied together. Both Bob Quinn, Matt Patricia, and Matthew Stafford, actually, all three of their contracts are up after the 2022 season. So what does that mean? That means that really they could cut bait on both of them and kind of understand and really just kind of start over again. And what that also does, if that does end up happening, is whatever new GM/head coach that they would bring in 2021 can make the decision on Matthew Stafford without it costing too much, because maybe that new regime would not want to keep Matthew Stafford because of what we were talking about before, that he's played under so many head coaches and GMs and it hasn't gotten any better. So maybe it's time to start anew. But I think that right now you'll see all three of those guys, in my opinion, tied together for however long Matt Patricia and Bob Quinn are in Detroit.
Michael Rothstein covers the Lions for ESPN, has been our guest here on Morning Drive. Michael, thanks so much for taking time to join us this morning, and hope you and your family stay well during this crisis.
Yeah, same down there. Hopefully you guys are doing all right.
Yeah. Take care, Michael. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. When we come back, Lamar Jackson has been working out with one of the more controversial figures in the NFL. We'll react to that next. This is Morning Drive on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.